So in just a few short days, it'll be Rosh Hashanah. As we've mentioned on numerous occasions, the different feelings we have about Rosh Hashanah. It's one of those days that we really don't know exactly what to feel about it. Should we be afraid? Should we be excited? It's not just Rosh Hashanah which has that, these feelings of confusions, things which need clarity in our hearts and in our minds. But even tshuva itself. Tshuva itself is one of the deepest sugyas. And we know that there are many components to tshuva. With that being said, tshuva can feel a little bit overwhelming. And as we go through this farm, we wonder if we're really even being yotzei tshuva b'chlal. All that a person has to do is to open up a Rabbeinu Yonah or a Rambam, and they'll find out that tshuva is composed of maybe 4, 3, 5 different components. Charata, the yagon, vidui, aziva sachet, kabbalah la'asid. And it seems to be a little bit overwhelming to be yoytze the mitzvah of tshuva. But Baruch Hashem, that in recent generations, centuries, we have the light of very great tzaddikim and of Kook amongst them, who come to clarify for us what is the Ikar Nekuda in tshuva. That amongst all of these conditions of tshuva, there is an Ikar and there's a Tafa. And a certain sense, a certain light was revealed by the tzaddikim, which of course didn't by any means bechlal do away with anything that the Rambam and the Shai Tshuva spoke about. Perhaps it could be said that if the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah were speaking about Tshuva Meira, the later generations revealed the Madrig of Tshuva Me'ava. They revealed the light of Tshuva Me'ava, that if a Yid understands Tshuva from a new light and a new perspective, then the person can come to a derech in tshuva through a revelation of tshuva. The person doesn't have to feel like that the way of the Rambam and the way of the Shai Tshuva is too difficult. That fakert, it could be easy and can even be higher in a certain sense according to the way that the tzaddikim taught us how to do tshuva. Again, this is nothing for myself. I'm not sharing anything. I'm not making up anything. I hope. Just trying to reveal the lessons that the tzaddikim are trying to teach us, to help us clarify as we approach Rosh Hashanah how to make a tshuva, which is a tshuva which is expected of us, each and every one of us, Basha Husham Kafi Ardor. Which Bechlal is important. Why? It's important to learn the Svarim of each generation. As if Kook said, and other tzaddikim said, to encourage Mechabim to write Svarim because the Svarim of later generations apply to those generations. And it's the words of the current tzaddikim which apply to their generations. Ein lecha ela dayan shebiyamecha. We have to heed to the words of the tzaddikim in our own generation, in these tkufas. that they teach our generation what is it is in each and every aspect of Avodas Hashem, which is the way, which is the derech to do so for this generation. Rav Kook here writes, at the end of Perek Gimel, or is that Shuvah? You're right. It's a Simin test you have it in front of you. Yisoyed HaTshuvah. Yisoyed HaTshuvah tzarech la'olam lihiyos munach al hatikun shel haba. That there's Pratim in Tshuvah and then there's the Yisoyed of Tshuvah. And Rav Kook is telling us that the Yisoyed of Tshuvah is that a Jew makes a meaningful Kabbalah al haba. And at first, a person should not put focus, should not make his ikr, the things of the past, which again is a little unconventional, maybe a little backwards. Because if he starts to delve into the things of the past, he's going to find tremendous difficulty in minyas and opposition. He's going to make tshuva difficult for himself. When a person is focused on moving forward, don't be zeiche to a siyata d'shmaya, that even the things of the past will work themselves out for him. Either that he'll come to fix them on his own, or that there's going to be a siyata d'shmaya that me'elah will be fixed. The Samer Rebbe, Chusi Yogin Aleinu, he said something very similar to this. Although he may not have been the biggest fan of Rav Kook, but they saw it eye to eye, and that the Kavanas are completely the Shem Shemayim. The Samer Rebbe, he remarked, he wrote actually, I should say, that when a person comes to be Isaac and Tshuva, even if he's going to have moments of charata, of delving into the averot which he may have done, it should only be ba'ifin klali, but not ba'ifin prati. There's no need for a person to examine the infinite details of the averot which he did, to stick his head in dirty places. That type of atzvah, that type of tzar, is not the derech of tshuva for this door. Somebody once came to the Satmar Rav and he said to him, Beshvira slave, that he's trying to be mekayim that which David HaMelech says, V'chatasi negdi samet, that he always recalls his chataim, which at face value would seem that David HaMelech always had his chataim in front of him. Without keeping in mind, by the way, that David also says Shadisi Hashem Lenegdi Sama. The person has to know the oimik of what this means, and this is why I came to the Samir Rebbe. He said to the Samir Rebbe, as much as I'm trying to be mekayim that which David says V'chatasi Negdi Tamid, I find myself coming to a state of Shvira. And the Samir Rebbe told him a very sharp thing, and this is also brought down in another sfar. He said, every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, a Jew, the Jewish people, we bring a Korban Tamid. So, in fact, the Samer Rebbe, why is it called a Korban Tamid if it's only brought for how long? An hour a day? Maybe a little bit more? This is called Tamid? So the Samer Rebbe, you see that there's different definitions of Tamid. And when it comes to the Korban Tamid, Tamid means that there's a consistency every single day. The tamid doesn't have to mean always. The tamid can mean that you're kovei a moment where you think about it. And he said the same thing is true with this pshat v'chatasi negdi tamid. Chatasi negdi tamid means that if a person wants to, or if he's encouraged to have a moment every single day, where he reflects in his charata and in his yagon about his past. That could be called chatasi nagdisam. That doesn't mean that a Jew, that his derech and tshuva is v'chatasi nagdi tamid, that every single moment he's thinking about his chataim. And even if he does, as we mentioned before, it should only be ba'ifin klali, not ba'ifin prati. But rather, the ikur focus of a Jew should be when doing tshuva, as he's mechazik himself to go besimcha, to turn over a new leaf and to begin walking the derech hayashar, the derech avodas Hashem v'tahara, the simcha v'tuv levav. And the Samarav also said that a Jew has to believe b'emunah shleima, that when he has a moment of Kabbalah b'ratzayin, that from this point on, ba'emek halev, that he's going to be better and he's going to walk in the Derech Hashem as he's supposed to. That he has to have emunah, that at that very moment his tshuva has been niskavah. That he's already a bal tshuva. And everything else is side points. Things have to be worked out. And maybe he should spend a little bit of time in Derech Klali to maybe work on a little bit Charat and Yagam. But the ikur davar and tshuva is that a person has a ratzayin in the kalev, and when he has that, to believe the emunah that he's been niskavah is true. This derech and tshuva comes from the Baal Shem Tov himself, as the Chozer Melubin brings in Zichron and Zoyis and Parshas Bo. He writes, Isa Be'ari, that the Arizal writes, Sheba'oid Shaloi Shav, Noisim Chadli Lakayach, B'maisim Tanat Sitjarach, Rachman Alitzah. That the Ari writes that until a person does proper tshuva, even the mitzvos which he does is eaten and taken by the klipos, by the sitjarach, which is extremely, extremely discouraging. Rasha Malach HaLasapir Chukai, says the Arizal, that Hashem says to a Rasha, who gave you permission to learn Torah without doing tshuva? But the Baal Shem Tov comes along. That's why it's important to know the revelations in each and every generation. Zok the Baal Shem, ube'emes be'azivas chet dai lazeh. Just with azivas chet, it's enough to not be b'chlal this. Ve'achar kach k'shetihye efshar lo. And then afterwards, when it becomes possible, yisakin yoiser be'vidui v'charata be'feresh. Then he can go into vidui and into charata. So the first thing is Aziva Sachet and Kabbalah La'asir. And later there's the Charata, and later there's the Vidui. But the first moment of Tshuva is that a Jew is Mechazek, is Boininus, that he wants to have a Kabbalah La'asir which is meaningful, and at that time this is the Ikr Tshuva, and he's already about Tshuva. And this is the Eimek of Divrei Chazal, which we're all familiar with. Habo letaher mesayinisai. That the Ikr Nekuda in Tshuva is to be habo letaher. That from this point on, mikan ul haba, I'm a tire myself. And then mesayinisai. Like Rav Kook said, that there's a siyata d'shmai min ha-shamayim, that everything in the past will work itself out. The person doesn't have to get his fingers, he doesn't have to get his hands dirty. He has to go back into deep, ugly places in order to make that tshuva happen. No. Habala Tahir, which is the Ikri Nekuda in tshuva. And then you'll have the Siyata Deshmai and Messiah Noisai, that all the other details will be worked out for him at some point along the road, whether with Derech Skula, or like the Divrei Yoel said, like the Samar Rebbe said, that it'll come to work out itself. And Be'emes, this is the Seder Mamash which we have during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. That the relationship between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, we know what Yom Kippurim is. Yom Kippurim is a day of Ashamnu, Bogadnu, Gazanu. It's a day of vidui. It's a day of charata. Sari na mimitzu v'sach m'shadach atavim v'lo yishav alonu v'at tzarek kol ba'alinu. Then the Jew says, v'chashem matzdaq v'alonu b'shis ha'panim. That he feels the charata and he feels the yogan of the averas which he did. This is the component of tshuva where a person elevates even the past things. This is Yom Kippur. That we take a moment right before the Ni'il Ashar, right before these days close, we chap around. When we're mamish like in a state of malachim, like a malach. Where a person is so far from even dreaming to do a chayl, who can think about doing a chayl on Yom Kippur? That he gives himself a shus to delve into the charata, into the yogon aspects of tshuva. But Rosh Hashanah, in the beginning of these days of Esir Simei Tshuva, not a single word of Hashem Nubaganu. Fakeret, we go besimcha. V'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu. We blow shofar besimcha. The shofar is the call from the Emek HaLev that a Jew can't even put into words. That he's ready to do better this year. That he's being makabal ala asid right now. That he comes to this tish on Leil Rosh Hashanah and he's besimcha and he dips lechem bedvash. And he's eating all the new fruits and he's making shachiyano. This is the Yom HaMishpat. If a guy would see this and he would think it was Yom HaMishpat, he'd think we're crazy. But this is because the Jew has bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that already, I've already been makabal upon myself that things are going to be different this year. Of course I have what to rejoice about. Hashem has been makabal my tshuva already. I'm already about tshuva today on Rosh Hashanah. And like the Sfarim say, really shouldn't have Yom Kippur been before Rosh Hashanah? Isn't it a little bit backwards? But really the whole derech of tshuva, according to Pnimius HaTorah, is backwards. That although you would think that the yogan and the charata should come first, this is not the derech. The first thing that a Jew does, even before the yogan and charata, before he even says sorry, before he really feels bad about it, he comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a place, me'oimek halev, that Hashem sees that he really wants to be makabal mikan ala haba, that he's habal letayr, and Hashem says, this gives me such nachas, don't worry, Messiah, I say, I'll carry you the rest of the way. That if we create that Pesach shel tshuva kechuto shel machat, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I'll open up the rest for you. I'll make sure everything else works itself out for you. Because as Rav Kook says, this is the Iker Yisoid in tshuva. But there's another oimek. There's an oimek lifnimi oimek as to why it is that a Jew doesn't delve deeply into charata. And there's even an oimek lifnimi oimek, which I'm not going to get into, which the Baal Shem Tov speaks about al Atar and Parshas Ekev. Without going into the Kodesh Kodashim and the family lifnim, just one lifnim as to why it is that charata and the yogain, v'anacha, is mamish secondary to the Kabbalah laws. Listen to the words to the gevaldik Torah of the Noam Elimelech in Parshas Bamidbar. He's going on the pasuk which says be'echad l'chodesh hasheni, the first day of the second month, and he says like this: v'im yomer ha'adam. If a person says ve'ich uchal ismayach kevin shebeisi lifshaya, how can I be besimcha if I know that I've done such terrible things? L'zeh amar Torah. You should still do tshuva b'simcha. I'm a new person today. And I'm not going to repeat the same things again because that's not me. That means a person is new. And this is how he touches the pasuk. That a person is nischadish twice in his life. The first time the day he's born, and the second time the day he does tshuva. And that's called be'echad l'chaydish hasheni. That this is called a chaydish hasheni, that a person has two chidushim. He has two hischadshuses in his life. And that's called be'echad, that he makes himself one. That he begins new. That a person can do tshuva, and despite the fact that he knows he's done such terrible things, but he looks back at those terrible things, and after he's made a Kabbalah la'asid, he says, that was not me, I shed a new layer upon myself. And the Kedushas Levi, in his Chidushim on Eicha, he writes, this is the secret of Ein Ve'ata Ela Tshuva, Chazal say. That the word ve'ata everywhere in Torah implies tshuva. And this is exactly what ve'ata means. Ve'ata means, it means, and from now. That the real nekud of tshuva is that a Jew says ve'ata. That he starts from the moment now, mikan ul'haba. Ha'chacham eino b'roishai. That a chacham, he's looking forward. That is a chacham, he's roya sanaylet. He sees what's going to come from me. His eyes are not on the back of his head. And this is why Rosh Hashanah is called Hayoim, the Zayar says. That every time the Torah says Hayoim, that means Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is the day of which it says Hayoim, today is going to be different. That the only day which I have is this day right now. That a person makes a meaningful Kabbalah today, which is so strong today, that it's mechazik him forward. And the truth is, even if it's not so strong, and if it starts to dissipate as he moves forward, every day he could say Hayoyim. And the tzaddikim, the real tzaddikim, every single moment they say Hayoyim. Ein v'ata ela tshuva. This is the secret of a Hayoyim of Rosh Hashanah. And in fact, the Ari tells us, based on the Zayar Kadosh, that the tziruf of the shame of Chodesh Tishrei is v'haya. And we know Chazal say, "Ein v'haya elo lashon simcha." And the word v'haya means, "and it will be." That really, haya is a word which is in past tense. But if you take the vav and you put it in the front of the word, it becomes futuristic, as if to say that when you take the past and you don't look at the past and you look at the future, then you're even mal of the past also. And when you could do that, that's called simcha. The ikar simcha in tshuva, and tshuva has to be b'simcha like any other mitzvah, but there's a special simcha in the mitzvah of tshuva, is that if a Jew knows how to connect to the pnimius of what this mitzvah is, then he could be mala everything in the past because he's looking forward. Because v'haya means, and it will be. What will be of me from now on? Why? Because the Jew is a Bria Chadasha now. But more deeply than that, it's not that just a Jew is a Bria Chadasha. It's that the tzaddikim reveal that the true essence of every Jew is that he's Be'etzem a tzaddik. The Amech Kulam tzaddikim. And so therefore, when I dahere that I'm essentially a tzaddik, that means that everything which I did, all the averis which I did, that really wasn't me. It was incidental. It was a clip of me. It was a layer of me which really wasn't me. It was just a lavush. It was something which I was involved in momentarily, but that wasn't my etzem. So therefore, I don't have to have charata. I don't have to have yagon as if to like expunge all the things which came in me. That wasn't me at all. That's not who I essentially am. You know how much simcha Jew has when he starts to think that way? When he realizes that all the mistakes which he made really were not me the entire time. So it's not just that a Jew, that he's Kabbalah la'asid is the ikra nekuda because it's easier that way. It's because this is who the Jew really is. That now I have to be true to myself, to who I really am from today on. And I recognize that all the things which I did in the past, that really wasn't me. So charata on what? All I have to do is recognize that that wasn't me. But this comes because the tzaddikim revealed a new light in tshuva. And this is the pshat of the pasuk. Sasain v'simcha yasigu. That when a Jew realizes the real sasain and simcha, which comes along with tshuva, that a Jew knows who he essentially is, that he doesn't have to beg a Kaddish Baruch Hu per se that he should be nechtav in the Sefer Shal Tzadikim and not in the Sefer Shal Rishayim, because he knows that I'm be'etzem a tzaddik, that I have to just reveal my real self on Rosh Hashanah. Then v'nasu yogan v'anacha. Then the feelings of yogan v'anacha, which come along with tshuva, they go away. Because this is not the ikur nekuda in tshuva. And you know, we don't quote from Sfar many times in this Chabura, but we're quoting from the Sfar to know that it should be clear, this is what the tzaddikim are, how they're koveya this inyan. And truth is that it's kimat the Gemara Mefarsh. The Gemara in Kiddushan Daf Mem Tes tells us that if a Jew comes along and he goes to a woman and he says to her, marry me on Manas Shani Tzadik Gomer. Marry me on the condition that I'm a Tzadik Gomer. So the Gemara says, he's Mekudeshes. Shema hear her tshuva by Isasha. Maybe he did tshuva at that moment. Maybe he did tshuva at that moment. So already even the Chachmei HaMusar tell us, in Chachmas HaMatzpon, and a section on Yamin Arayim says, it's muchach from this Gemara, he was one of the Bali HaMusar, says it's muchach from this Gemara, that a person can be Mekayim Tshuva in one moment, which sheds a little bit of light on based on what we spoke about last week, where we spoke about a lightning bolt of Tshuva. This is a slightly different perspective of that. But this Gemara can also be associated with that. But he says, you see from here that the real Nekuda in Tshuva is the Kabbalah Ala Asad. Because how can you have Charat and Yagun in a single moment? Kabbalah Ala Asad, you can. Ad kedei ta'ach, that this person is called the Tzadik Gomer. Because it's Shema hear her tshuva by Sasha. And the Chassam Sefer also goes on this Gemara and he says, and he teaches the pasuk so beautifully. He says, Kir chayk mizrach mi'marav, hir chayk mimenu is p'sha'inu. And he asks, what does this mean? Like the distance between east and west, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you separate, you distance our p'sha'im, our chatayim from us? So he quotes this Gemara and he says, really, you see that tshuva is just a matter of a moment. And this is the pshat, like the difference between east and west. Because if a person is facing the west, the only thing he needs to do to be facing east is just to turn around. He says, this is exactly what tshuva is all about. That if until now you've been facing the wrong way, and you want to do tshuva, tshuva means just turning around. And you do that by being mekabel of mikan al haba to walk the right way. Hence, kir chayk mizrach mimarav. Just like the difference between west and east is only the difference between turning yourself around, so too, this is the difference between us and Abshon. That the second that a Jew turns around, he puts his averis behind him, and they're not in his life anymore. He says, this kabbalah al ha'asad is mamish the ikur nekuda in tshuva. Tonight is the yahrzeit of the first Belzer Rebbe. Really, I should say the first Belzer Rebbe because the tzaddikim were makbid not to call Reb Shalom from Belz the first Belzer Rebbe. Because it's not covered into the Bach, because the Bach was actually the first Rebbe in Belz. It says out of the cover of the Bach, they wouldn't call the Reb Shalom Belzer the first Belzer Rebbe. This Belzer Rebbe Reb Shalom was a tremendous tzaddik. I'll share with you a quick mice about the Belzer Rebbe that once, I forget which tzaddikim it was, that they came, there were two tzaddikim that came to the Belzer Rebbe, and they saw that there was a man who couldn't walk. And they came to the Belzer Rebbe, and the Belzer Rebbe, he put his hands on this person, and immediately after he put his hands on the person, this guy, he got up and started to walk. And these two tzaddikim who were there were so nizragish from the mamish, the nesu pel that they had just witnessed with their eyes, that they started to cry. Mamish started to cry. And the Belzer Rebbe looked at them and he said to them, what's the chiddush? So what are you so mispoiled about? Don't you know that if a Jew doesn't have any averos, that whatever he says comes true, whenever he wants happens? But all you need to do is not have any averos. It's not on my face. It's just that if you don't have any averos, this is what a Jew does. There's a story here about a certain tzaddik, Rav Moshe Yosef Me'oil. Maybe it says here it's from a sefer, Toldos Binyan David. Then he says it was in the middle of the summer that he spent the Shabbos by the Shin of a Rav. Oh, this reminds me that in that previous story it was the Tzanzer Rebbe. It was the Tzanzer Rav and a friend of his. I think it was Rav Shlomo Garelitzer. That they were both by Rav Shalom Belzer. Reminded me of that because the Shin of a Rav was a son of the Tzanzer Rav. On Moitzi Shabbos, he went to be makabel Birkas Preda from Rav Shalom Belzer. I'm from the Shin of a Rav. He says immediately afterwards, Kishiyatza Lachotz, when he left, it says this Rav Moshe Yosef, he started to think to himself, and he said as follows. He says, we're mamish holding right before the Yom HaNarayim. How can we come? With what face can we come to the Yom HaNarayim? These are the thoughts he started to think about after he already had said goodbye to the Shinever. And he kept thinking about this. He said to himself, you know what? I have to go back in. I have to pour out my heart to the Rebbe. But when he wanted to go back, they already closed the door. They shut off the lights. And there was no way back in. He stood there to the morning. We don't understand the madrigas of these tzaddikim. He was in such a trance about these thoughts, about the fact that the Yom HaNarayim were quickly approaching, that he stood in that makom the entire night thinking about this. And we can't even hold a thought for 5 seconds. This is our generation. He was caught up in this machshava tahira for an entire night. V'tekev kishepasu chalandis. So towards the morning, the Shinva Rav, Beruach Kachai, he opened up this landis, and he said to this Rav Moshe Yosef the following thing. When we were young, when I was young, I spent one Shabbos summer in the company of the Sar Shalom from Belz. The tekif ashre shelakachnu birchas apeda. This is amazing. It says after we had said goodbye to the Sar Shalom from Belz, We started to think to ourselves, it's already close in the rhyme. What are we going to do? We wanted to go back inside. But the door was closed and we stood there the entire morning, the entire night till the morning. But immediately towards the morning, that the Sar Shalom opened up the door. The Sar Shalom came close to us. The Tekif Pasach Ve'Amar Lano, and this is what he told us. B'zeh Halasha. He said, Yungerman, this is what he told us. Mai Dehave Have. What was? Was. V'ha'ikir hu mikan v'eilach hushbina. And the main thing is mikan v'eilach. This is mamish where we're holding, Rabbi Yisrael. That we can literally see Rosh Hashanah in the distance. Hashem ha'ayvi zu Rosh Hashanah. Because already we see the light at the end of the tunnel. All we have to do is turn the corner from Shabbos and we're ready there. And tonight is the Arsad of the Sar Shalom from Belz. And the Sar Shalom is opening up the door, this Delos of Tshuva. Vasecha Dafakna, we're knocking on this door of Tshuva. And the Sar Shalom is opening up this door and he's telling us, younger man, younger light. He's saying, I know you're confused about tshuva. And you're thinking charata, and you're thinking vidur, and you're thinking yagain, and you're thinking about azivas achet. Says the Sar Shalom from Belz, madahava hava, ha'irkim mikan ulaba. The main thing is that a Jew should be makabalim about himself, b'simcha, b'ratzain, b'aimek halev, b'tahras ha'nefesh, ha'volatar. I want to be matar myself. And already you make yourself new. As Chazal say, Ve'asisim oila, Ve'asisim atzmachem, then in Rosh Hashanah you mamish make yourself new. You reveal the real you, the real me becomes revealed in Rosh Hashanah, then I'm be'etzim atzadik. Which is exactly the ultimate sanega that the Shofar brings before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it comes from a place that a Jew is essentially a tzaddik, and it gives edus before Hashem that Hashem looks at this voice, roim besakoyleis, that Hashem looks at this call and he says, I see that mamish mein kinder, that mamish tzaddikim. Close all the books. Va'amech kulam tzaddikim. What is there to judge already? Ein simcha gadol lemizu. There could be nothing sweeter than this. It's like you take your lechem and you dip it in honey because you already know. The Rosh Hashanah is the sweetest day. There's nothing sweeter than the Shofar. Everybody knows that the sound of the Shofar is mamish so sweet. Come on. You know that when you blow the Shofar Rosh Hashanah, it sounds different than the rest of the year. You know that. It doesn't sound the same. It sounds like an instrument in Rosh Hashanah. The rest of the year, it sounds like a voice which comes from a horn. On Rosh Hashanah, it's Halleluhu B'tzaltzalei Tzuruah. It's like an instrument. It's Mitzaltzalim. It's a different voice altogether in Rosh Hashanah. It comes from a different place, but in Mekanefesh. It doesn't come from the same place. On Rosh Hashanah, you blow. Every day of the year, you blow from your mouth. On Rosh Hashanah, you blow from your kishkas. You blow from a place that you yourself don't even know where that voice is coming from. Vayipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. It comes from the mamish, the deepest breaths of a person. Comes from a place that Hashem is blowing His breath into him. It's the sweetest day in the year, this Rosh Hashanah. For the Jew that hears who he is, Rosh Hashanah should be such a day of simcha. Mitaych hashkafa amitis upnimis. That if I know who I am and I focus on mimamakim krasicha Hashem, that I want to call to you from Hashem from my greatest depths, then already Hashem Shema Bakoli, you already be makabel my tshuva, you already hear me out. I've already been listened to, it's already been niskabel my tshuva. That's what the Sa'ar Shalom is teaching us on his yortzeit. As we're mamish passing through the corridor, through the prozdar, to enter into Rosh Hashanah. In the schus of these tzaddikim, in the light of tshuva which they reveal to us, Hashem Yisbarach should help us that even if at times we feel like we don't have a ratzon to be ma'ir this Kabbalah la'asid, that even just to have a ratzon to have that ratzon, that's also b'chal habalatar. The person does his best to make the moment of this vi'ata, that every moment which he's in, that it should be a mikan va'ilachtika moment. And then b'meidlo have the siyata d'shamayah, that everything which he did in the past will rectify itself, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu will see that he was a tzaddik all along. Hashem has ways of teaching this. Hanistoras Hashem Elokeinu. It's not as difficult as it seems. It's much easier than we realize. All we have to do is make a Pesach. And that Pesach al-Pipshat, according to the Tzaddikim, is Mikan Ba'ilach. Hashem Baruch Hu should help us that this coming Rosh Hashanah should allow us to make a meaningful tshuva. And with that, as we ma'ir ourselves to tshuva, we should ma'ir our families, our yeshiva, our communities, and Gan's Klal Yisrael. To the ultimate light of tshuva, shlema v'amidas, b'vias kol tzedek, v'meir v'meinu amen.